Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. It's that time again. It's the Breaking It Down podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. 30 minutes goes by quick. If you happen to miss it, sit by the friends with the marshmallows, roast some stuff, and catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to the podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay this red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, talking to Darren Prince, CEO of Prince Marketing Group. First of all, Darren, how are you this morning, and how can people get a hold of you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me on. I know we've been trying for a little bit here. Easiest way to find me is on Instagram, at @agent_DP.
Well, let's start out with the whole Prince Marketing Group, and then we'll get into the books. I know you got your second book coming out, but take us through, and the listeners, I know you started it, you're battling addiction. 24 years later, you have created a monster company there, and it's just so intriguing and inspirational. How'd you start it, and who was, instrumental in getting this thing going for you?
So I'll give you the two-minute background. I started a baseball card company at 14, a mail-order company. Really wasn't a great student. Struggled with the so-called learning disability. And I think, you know, being teased and having teachers tell me what I could and couldn't do motivated me. And I always had a passion for collecting cards and bought my friends' collections from four different odd jobs. And my dad was such a huge inspiration because the intuitive business teacher challenged us to create a business. And we sat down and talked about it and blown away that I had $9,000 worth of cards and challenged me on who would buy them, where could I sell them. And I had a plan. I saw a newspaper ad in Livingston, New Jersey at the Holiday Inn where I grew up for a baseball card show. So me and Steve Simon, my childhood friend since I was 10, that coincidentally now he's the vice president of Prince Marketing Group, who split the table $10 each. I spent 2 weeks to prepare. He spent a few hours just to have fun, and I made over $1,000 on that Sunday afternoon. And by the time I was 16, became a one of the most nationally recognized companies called Baseball Card City. We changed the name to Prince of Cards. Was making $250,000 as a teenager. Eventually went to college. The business really took off. I dropped out my freshman year with a 0.83 GPA. That's how driven and focused I was at school, but exited that company for over $1 million. And I got involved in sports and entertainment and celebrity autograph signings. And did that for about 4 or 5 years, working with Muhammad Ali, Magic Johnson, Joe Frazier, Chevy Chase, Pamela Anderson, Dennis Rodman. Eventually got out of that business and was on a fly fishing trip with my dad. And, you know, he challenged me what my next move was. I got out of the old business with a bad taste in my mouth. There was a little bit of legal issues with some autographs that were being sold that kind of disrupted the industry and hurt my brand. And I just thought it was a good time to transition, and I didn't have 8 years to go to law school to be an attorney. My dad said, "You're crazy. Why do you need to go to law school? Life is about who you know, not what you know. And look at all the mega stars that you have in your corner." I would talk to Magic first. They all stood by you. Magic knows about making mistakes. So we were 3 years removed from his HIV announcement, 3 or 4 years at that point. And about a month later, I was with Magic in Michigan. I told him my vision and gave me a big hug and said, "Look, God tests great men and women. He tested me, and he's testing you, and you're going to come out of this, and we're going to build something special. But you got to use me to knock down every door to bring in all the celebrities you can, because in life, it's not how successful you become individually. It's how successful you make everybody else around you, and that's what I'm going to do for you, and then you're going to do it to others." And literally every one of those stars I just mentioned and then some became clients of Prince Marketing Group.
Well, you know, you bring up Magic Johnson, and I had a chance to interview him years ago, and what a great individual, taking the time to, you know, acknowledge and sit down. I remember it was in the old forum, and the security guard had tried to stop me. He said he's not going to do any more autographs, and it kind of reminded me of that old Steeler Mean Joe Green with the shirt thrown to the kid. Magic said, "Hey, wait, you got a job to do."
The Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah, and Magic said, "Come on over here, kid. I'll give you the interview." And it was amazing, and I never forgot that. But when you sit down with these athletes, and it's the same thing across the board, once they find out what you're all about, it becomes a domino effect to talk to these guys. I've always said, God gives us, you know, things in life, and you got to utilize them. Mine happens to be networking and personality. And, you know, everybody has their own thing, but when you sit down with somebody like a Magic that really knows what it takes to, you know, acknowledge everybody around him and make him that much better, everything he touches seems to turn to gold anyway.
Exactly. And, you know, I think he's been a mentor, a big brother, dear, dear friend, him, Cookie, and the kids, and means so much to my family. And, you know, him, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, it doesn't matter who it is now, Charlie Sheen, Chevy Chase, Carmen Electra, Jerry West, he's coming by tomorrow. They become like family. And I think my one superpower has been relationship building, because I never really focused as much on the money as I did the relationship, because I knew that that was more important than anything. Like, I don't want to be that guy that just calls because I have opportunities. I want to get to know the real Irvin Johnson. Instead of Hulk Hogan, I want to know Terry Bollea. And I've got the special bonds and relationships now. And, you know, when you talk about my adversity and the struggles with my opiate addiction and substance abuse, you know, that's when those relationships really reveal themselves on a personal level, no different than a family member.
Well, not only that, when you hit bottom, there's only one way to do, and that's to go up. And, you know, what you did is remarkable. I mean, you could have just cashed in and just said, you know what, I'm happy doing this. The hell with it. I'll be just another statistic out here. But you said, you know what, let me put the boots on, strap the laces, and do something with my life and be successful. And then when you were doing that, the naysayers must be all around too, thinking, well, he's going to fall back into this. You know, he's not going to amount to something. But you kind of just throw the bird up and say, you know what, follow me.
That's it. I mean, I realized that, you know, my journey in life was never meant to be the agent to the stars, the whole so-called super agent life. I realized that that was the platform God was giving me to lead me to what he really wanted me to do. And there's so many out there that are suffering and struggling right now with mental health and substance abuse, depression, anxiety, you know, suicidal thoughts, and I was all of that. And, you know, on July 2nd, 2008, you know, when I fell to my knees, I had a white light moment, and I screamed out to God to, you know, take the chains off me, take the notoriety, take the business. I need a single day of freedom. If you can take me out of hell, I promise I'll spend one day at a time taking others out with me. And I've kept that promise for almost 15 years.
Yeah, it's the driven attitude. I kind of look at myself, you know, with naysayers. I kind of look at, okay, you got to get the earplugs in the ears, ice in the veins, go around these people like they're pylons on a highway, and just kind of structure yourself to study dudes like the Tom Brady's, the Magics, the LeBrons, guys that have just hit that bar and get that bar even higher. Is that what you kind of had to do with the negativity and focus on the bar?
Yeah, I mean, I was one that, you know, I was comfortable doing it at the time, man, because I was high on opiates, you know. And you mentioned Tom Brady. It was funny. It was 3 weeks ago. We just started working with him. I booked Tom for Grant Cardone for the 10X conference. My girlfriend, Nicolette, everybody was so excited, and Magic and Hulk and Rick were texting me, and, you know, knowing, being around so many of these guys and just being bros and boys and not really getting time with him to be able to get the time that I did with him and to just be two just chill guys that are getting to know one another and be so comfortable in my skin, not having to be lit up. Because, look, at the end of the day, I'm coming up on 15 years sober, and I've still been around all my guys, and I know how much he admires Magic, and Rick and him are close friends, and playing in Tampa, you know, Hulk used to, you know, go to some games,
yeah.
And you know, just being Darren Prince, comfortable in my own skin and knowing from the inside, not from an external space, from the inside, from my heart and my soul, and what I have to offer, that I had every right to be there. And I deserve to be there. And, you know, I get the respect more so because of my personal journey now than I've ever had in business. You know, David Goggins is a client and dear friend, and there's nobody bigger right now. And he always talks about going to war with yourself. You know, we could all look back, man, and say I had this issue with my parents and this trauma and this strategy. Not going to do anything. None of it. None of it until you take that action, until you look yourself in the mirror and say enough is enough. And you're the only one that can work on yourself within to make those changes. Otherwise, you use the word statistic. You're going to be like so many other people in this world, either living a fake life, faking it until you make it, letting the world from the outside think you got it all, yet you're dying inside like I was before I got clean and sober.
Well, and not only that, when you look at all these things, too, and the entertainment business to me, and I've been in it for quite a while and been blessed enough to do the XM, the Sirius, working with the Pittsburgh Pirates podcast with their first base coach, being a part of the Philadelphia WWDB. But I look at the business, if you meet 100 people, let's face it, 95 don't have your best interests. They'll figure out, you know, what I can get from this guy and everything. You help them, but the other five will run through a wall for you. Do you see the same things that I'm seeing if you meet 100 people, that those five, they'll go through high and high water for you to make sure you get to where you need to go?
100%. I mean, I would say 5 to 10% if you're lucky. It's, you know, I'm even at a stage in my life. I know I don't go out much anymore, you know, unless I'm traveling or if it's a business function. I live in Brentwood, and, you know, I know the L.A. area could be very fake, anywhere it could be. And I know where I am at this point in my career with Prince Marketing Group. And everybody's got an angle. Everybody at some point wants something, whether it's a freebie this or a video from a client, or can you get me an autographed basketball or a Larry Bird jersey? Or it's like, it's almost like I'm waiting for it. Or, hey, I would love to know the next time so-and-so is going to be in my area because I have a few people that would love to meet. It's that stuff just gets old. You know, after a while, I just want people to be into Darren Prince because he's just a good, hardworking, honest guy that's trying to help the world.
Well, we're both living in L.A., and I run with four words. I'd like to know what your four are, because mine is accountability, communication, integrity, and character. What are the four you run with? And you can break them down in individual order, what they mean to you as well.
Well, it's the five A's, and one of them is accountability, and I learned on that fateful night that I thought was the worst day of my life that turned out to be my best, and I was reborn when I walked into a church basement with 150 addicts and alcoholics who were all once of a hopeless state of mind. I learned about accountability, attitude adjustment, action, and acceptance, and slowly but surely, I took all five of those, and, you know, I put them into my heart and my soul. And little by little, this guy became whole and started working on, you know, different issues from my past and not pointing the finger at him or her and owned it. And I still believe each and every day those five A's are part of my daily routine, because accountability, we all need to be accountable, you know, taking an action. Not every day is perfect, but I know what I need to do to get out of self, whether it's being a service for somebody else or a friend or a colleague that's struggling. The attitude adjustment, you wake up every morning. Yeah, there's nights I don't sleep great. But you know, what am I going to do to adjust my attitude? And acceptance, you know, if I make a mistake, if I do something wrong, you know, I don't want to engage with somebody anymore. You don't want to stay in that spiritual state of mind. Own up to it, fix it, don't make the same mistake again. And accept other people is the other thing, because not everybody's living this life. So I have to be acceptance of the situation, because if I engage versus keeping my mouth shut, but somebody else that's having a bad day, in 5 minutes, man, I'm not going to know what the heck I was angry about or why I was going to snap. I'd rather stay in a place of peace. I'd rather, you know, try to understand people instead of being me understood. I'd rather feel all right than right. And, you know, my favorite one is, you know, saying what you mean, meaning what you say, and not saying it mean. Because life just becomes so much better when you learn that.
Well, and not only that, my dad used to tell me, he said, son, nobody really cares what you know till they know how much you care. And when I look at all the people that you've surrounded yourself with, that's a hell of a that's pretty darn impressive in more ways than one. I mean, you got these basketball guys, you got baseball, you had all these boxing guys, the musicians, the wrestling industry, and I was part of the wrestling industry as a ring announcer, the one just below the XPW. So our feud was with ECW on the East Coast all the time. But I mean, when you see this and then what you've done, you got to sit back in a chair and you know, from a shotgun formation as a quarterback and say to yourself, let me light up a cigar. I've come a long way here. And it just seems like once you get one of these guys, it's easier to get more and more of these guys. Can you reflect on all of that in a summary for the listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I probably had a moment after being with Tom Brady a few weeks ago. There's been a few here and there. You know, last Thanksgiving, not this year, the year before, I went to visit my mom and my sister in Jersey. Quick trip, and I wanted to get out of the freezing cold. I flew to Tampa and got to spend the day after Thanksgiving at Hulk Hogan's house with his daughter Brooke and her boyfriend, and you know, just to be there for a few hours and talking life. Sometimes, you know, I'm looking and I was like, you know, this is a guy that what kid didn't idolize him growing up, and I'm so blessed to be in his presence and get to know the real him and his trials and tribulations and the ups and the downs. And he's always preached, you have to ride the highs and survive the lows. That's how you get by in life. And like I said, just such a great casual conversation with Tom, and him looking so excited about, you know, oh, how's Magic doing? And I'm telling about Larry Bird and, you know, Hulk and Rick and the people that I've worked with. And I think there was a little reflection then, you know, that little kid I was told he wasn't going to get anywhere in life and was teased for having that learning disability. You know, life really didn't turn out too bad. And, you know, sometimes I feel my dad's energy above me. He passed about, you know, 6 years ago. And the beautiful thing about that was he had a sober son back for 8.5 years. So not only did he get to see the business success, but he also got to see, which meant more than anything I've ever accomplished in business, was that I got my life together and I was helping others with it.
Well, you know what I like about talking to you in this interview is there's no arrogance. It's self-confident. You're comfortable in your own skin, but you're humble at the same time. Am I right?
Yeah, well, I tell people, I did an interview yesterday. I was like, look, you know, Jay Shetty's a dear friend. I'm going to see him on Thursdays on this love tour with his best-selling book. And you know, when I did his podcast, I'm like, Jay, it's, to me, that's what I do, Prince Marketing Group. Who I am is, you know, I'm a degenerate drug addict, man, one day at a time, that's trying to stay clean and pass this gift away to other people. And when I'm long gone, that's what I want my legacy to be. You know, these guys are the ones that have accomplished. They're men and women that I've been blessed to represent and still work with, have accomplished extraordinary global fame and fortune, and most are in the history books for different, you know, accolades and accomplishment. Like, I just happened to be a byproduct that was a good guy, hardworking, honest, a good negotiator. There's nothing about me that's super in that world. I just was able to develop the relationships. Like, when I speak to high school kids, and I've done hundreds of keynotes all over the world the past few years, or colleges, like, they're enamored by that part of my life. And I'm like, that's just not what makes me cool. What makes me cool is I can now look in the mirror. I can self-reflect. I found that self-esteem, not from Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and Magic Johnson and Hulk Hogan. I found that self-esteem by being a service of other people. You know, esteemable acts made me finally feel good from within. And it's like I said, none of this would be possible if I wasn't doing the right thing one day at a time and being of service to other people. So where's the room for arrogance? Like I said, Magic Johnson, Hulk Hogan, Charlie Sheen, they were all who they were long before Darren Prince. They never needed me.
No, and you know, you bring up some interesting things. We all have skeletons, and it's being honest with ourselves before we can be honest with anybody else. I've always said they never made money on drugs, alcohol, or gambling. My thing was the women problem. It almost cost me a marriage. But, you know, it's standing there and reflecting on that and moving it forward, you know. That's the best thing is, you know, seeing it yourself at the lowest point and being able to address it rather than, like you said earlier in this conversation, hiding it and not, you know, acknowledging it. And that's what people do today. They don't want to face the problem. They like to sweep it under the rug, but the rug keeps getting bigger. It looks like a mountain or a camel after a while. Any final thought to that?
Yeah, I mean, and the bottom line is the residue builds up because, you know, I had the same issues. You know, man, it wasn't just substances. It was women. It was gambling. It was validation. It was buying friendships with all the success that I had just to be around people and telling me how great I was. And it was all lack of sense of self and needing instant gratification in that moment. But that doesn't last. That's not real internal peace and happiness. That's not self-love. I could lose the business tomorrow. I say it all the time. I could lose the money. And the most heartbreaking thing is the, you know, 7 agents and 2 assistants I've got and my mom and my sister, I wouldn't have the ability to take care of anybody anymore. And I'd move into a little studio and I'd look back and thank God and say, what a run we had for the past 30 years. What's next? Because I found me. And at 53 years old, at any age in today's world, most people don't understand that feeling. Even some of the most successful celebrities and entrepreneurs in today's world, the musicians, they don't really understand what that means. I truly found myself from the inside. And it's just the greatest feeling in the world to know that it's all going to be okay because, you know, I can look at myself in the mirror and know that everything I have now I deserve, that I worked for it. And I just know what my mission is. You know, in Prince Marketing Group, it's a priority on the business front. But that's not what gets me going. What gets me going is we're going to save a life from this interview, man, without even knowing. And hopefully somebody messages me on Instagram or 2 or 3 and takes that action and asks what they can do to turn their life around. And, you know, I've been so blessed just because of my platform, like Banning Treatment Centers. They've got 16 properties around America I'm affiliated with. We do everything we can to scholarship. You know, people that can't afford it or don't have insurance. I've got my Aiming High Foundation, 100% of the proceeds, scholarships, people. I'm part of this incredible company, Bridge Therapeutics, that has a groundbreaking opiate type of detox drug like Suboxone that is going to help, you know, wean people off so much quicker to transition them into the incredible life that I have. And, how would that have even happened if I didn't take that action to write Aiming High and, you know, own my situation? There's no embarrassment in this. I think life is about being vulnerable. I think life is about putting it all out there. If you don't share your struggles and you just pass on in this world, what's your legacy going to be? You're going to be forgotten about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, when you go through adversity, you find out a lot about people. I want to talk in the last 7 minutes about your second book, the first one, Aiming High, amazing. And this other one now, Mission Matters. Man, oh, man, the tips to success. I mean, what can you put in the first book that you didn't, you know, you can string out for a second book? I've known people that have wrote, you know, 3, 4, 5 books, and I'm saying to myself, boy, it's hard enough doing one. How do you drag it out to now into a second book, which is going to be very successful as well as your first?
Yeah, I know. Well, my publisher, Adam Torres, reached out to me on this one about, I'd say, maybe a year ago. And this is more of a condensed version. I think it's about 10 or 12 entrepreneurs that each share their tips on success. And so it wasn't like a full memoir, thankfully. I mean, Aiming Higher will probably be part 2 once I can wrap my head around doing it because so much has happened in the past 5 years since Aiming High came out. But, you know, I think my primary mission on this book, no pun intended, was to share tips on relationship building, but why you build those relationships along the way. And I tell a lot of great stories about my celebrity clients and superstar athletes being mindful of that mental health. And that's why I wanted to do this, because we see some of the most successful celebrities, corporate business people, very successful friends and family members, and we've heard all the horrific tragedies. So I want people to be mindful, even if they're not there in the monetary success-based to understand it's a balance. You know, you could build the relationships, get that business going, get that brand going, do whatever you've always wished to do and have that dream happen. But if you're not mindful of the sense of self and those character defects and any sort of unresolved trauma and unhealing, those character defects, you know, if you're lucky, you'll survive it and come out of the other side like I did, but too many people are wanting 6 feet under.
Well, and not only that, you know, I'm sitting here listening to your, you know, conversation and throwing something back and forth with you, and I'm thinking to myself, you got a great name. I know, you know, with my name, I can run off of it. XM Sirius says he's the world's worst handicapper. Whatever Mancini picks, take the opposite, so you coin that. But I got one for you, a nice podcast. I could do with you on a monthly basis, and I'd be blessed to do this, the Prince Podcast.
it's a great name. We've had quite a few offers and opportunities, but yeah, maybe we could talk about it offline because I do love the vibe that we're having and the energy here. It's really solid, and you know, we'd get some great guests.
Yeah, yeah, we could work on it. I always say, when you build something, and you know, I'm pretty sure you got the same philosophy. You got to have a nice foundation, put up structures. I'm all in believing that. I take the alphabet and I say, well, you got to get through the A's, the B's, and the C's. You can't run from A to Z and back over. Nothing works. I think in today's society, a lot of people think they want to run before they walk, and you got to learn to walk before you run. Any final thoughts with that?
I mean, nothing happens overnight. I love when people talk about, you know, oh, he's an overnight success. Well, you know, some people think 15, 20 years has been overnight success, so be it. But, you know, even the ones that make it quick and young like me, I mean, I had my financial hardships in my mid-20s, you know, 10 years later after I thought I was unstoppable. It's those mistakes that we make that we grow from. You know, there's no losing. It's always learning and lessons. And, you know, like I said, there's nothing happens quick. You have to crawl sometimes and surround yourself with mentors and people smarter than you that are where you're trying to get to, because you could save years and years of heartache and mistakes and a fortune of money, and you can gravitate towards their success so much quicker to get to where you're trying to get to.
Right. In a minute, what's left on your bucket list that you like to knock right off? Because everybody has a bucket list. Tell us in about, 45 seconds what your bucket list would consist of and what you need to get off of it.
I mean, I think, on the business front, you know, we're eventually getting to a point where we're, you know, positioning a potential exit or sell-off with Prince Marketing Group, you know, because, you know, I'm always about blessing other people. And, you know, I think we're probably fairly close within the next few years on that. And, you know, truthfully, man, every day is a bucket list when I get a DM or a Facebook message from somebody saying that, you know, your book or your podcast interview, or I heard you speak and, you know, I've been sober for X amount of months or years, or I've, I gave your book to a family member and God bless you. My brother's now celebrating a year sober because they're aiming high. It never gets old. It's the greatest freaking feeling in the world, better than any business deal I've ever done.
Yeah, and as I wrap this thing up with you, a friend once told me the day you give up on a dream, a guy with a shabby jacket will come sit down where you put all the coins in a slot machine. He'll hit your whole thing. You'll look over your left shoulder and you say to yourself, if I only continued it. And that's the way in life where people give up on stuff. Darren, I appreciate this. We got to talk more. Can't wait to start, you know, getting into some other things with you. You're a blessing, a mentor, and a friend. Let everybody know again how they can reach you.
I'm on Instagram at @agent_DP, and on Facebook, it's Darren Prince. I think it's either Los Angeles, California, or Brentwood. It's on there. And, man, please, let's keep in touch and take this offline, because then I'd love to, you know, work on some more with you. And I think, like I said, we're going to save at least one life from this one. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, definitely. The L.A. connection, I feel like Steve Carlton and the late Tim McCarver, 60 feet, 6 inches. He's Darren Prince. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Thank you very much, Darren. We'll keep in touch.
Thanks, man. We'll talk soon.